Libya's unrest continues to send out shockwaves. Mideast change recalls revolution parallels. And through the legend of healing, the gospel moves forward. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. A French human rights group believes up to 2,000 people have died in opposition to Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi. As human rights abuses continue to emerge, Christian radio broadcasters say their message is being beamed into Libya and other North African nations. President of HCJB Global, Wayne Peterson.
We know that the satellite signal is getting into those countries. We're not hearing much coming out because internet and cell phone and texting have all been blocked, so we're not hearing out. But we know that we have at least 1.5 million households listening to us in that part of the world.
Locally produced programming is pointing Muslim background Arabs to Christ.
They hear a message of love instead of hate. They hear a message of hope instead of despair. A message that gives promises instead of threats. And they're responding, say, I want to know more about Jesus. Where can I get a Bible? Where can I connect with other believers? And so there's a great spiritual harvest taking place.
A dollar reaches one household with the gospel. Help at our website. Next, this week marks the 25th anniversary of the ouster of Philippines dictator Ferdinand Marcos. The revolution is uppermost in people's minds because of the anti-government uprisings blanketing the Middle East. Evangelist Sammy Tippett notes the parallels in history.
25 years ago in the Philippines, we saw in 1989 the collapse of communism in Eastern Europe. Now we're seeing the Middle East, and you say, why is all of this happening?
Believers can play a key role in shaping history of a country in the throes of a new future.
During times of change, people are more open to the gospel than any other time. And so we need to pray that somehow the believers who are in those countries will have great opportunities to share their faith.
Tippett says now is the time for ministries to respond.
I think Christian organizations who have outreaches into those areas need to gear up and meet the needs of the people and act as a resource.
You're listening to Mission Network News. 8 people have died, thousands have been made homeless, and ministry has been disrupted in South Asia. All losses have been a result of a conflict between 2 people groups in neighboring states. The most recent dispute resulted in 2 villages being burned to the ground. Gospel for Asia-supported missionaries are in at least 2 of the villages that have been affected so far. One believer has started taking in victims. Pray Christians would continue to be a light. Elsewhere, the island of Curaçao is part of the Netherlands Antilles. Its name means cure. Legend says it came from some sailors who were cured of scurvy there. Well, today there's another kind of healing taking place, the spiritual kind. A Grace Ministries International team started a church that eventually replicated in Holland to serve immigrants from Curaçao. Please pray for these believers as they're involved in a program of reaching their community with the gospel. And just about every college experience nowadays includes an internship. Why not use the time serving the Lord? Howard Hooper says of Florida Baptist Children's Home's offshoot Orphan's Heart.
We've come up with this unique program where you can get invaluable international mission experience at the same time as getting college credit.
Intern in Guatemala to help kids at a malnutrition center, or spend the 4 to 5 weeks learning business at the Florida headquarters. You'll be a light, but also
God is building your character, building your patience, building your love for these children and the people of Guatemala.
Requirements include a minimum GPA and a servant's heart. Knowing some Spanish is good, but
you don't have to speak the language to hold a child. You don't have to speak the language to feed a child. You don't have to speak the language to play with a child. Your actions communicate the love of Christ.
The application deadline is March 1st. A link at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Buckner International wants to send you on a free Shoes for Orphan Souls trip to either Guatemala, Mexico, or Peru in 2011. If you win, you'll get a chance to put shoes in the feet of needy kids while sharing Christ at the same time. To register your name for the drawing, call 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.